I got to say Cheech and Chong. And I don't care which one's president. You know, they could do a tag team. First they... 2 years, Cheech is president, Chong is vice. Second couple years, vice versa.
Fair enough. I like it. Yeah.
Hey,
it...
You know, it's a...
All I know is I don't know if we want Kanye in there.
Oh, I know we don't. We'll all have to move to Canada, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, how's the coronavirus up in Canada? It's looking
looking
nicer every day.
It can't be any worse than here.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, well, you know, thank God for some technology. You know, you can do FaceTime and you know, we can still order out fish and chips. So.
You got that. That's true.
Silver linings.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Hey, you too.
Hey, Danny, you were talking about celebrities running for president. There's one person who I think could totally pull this off. She was extremely non-political for her entire career until about a year or two ago, and she's gotten more and more involved. She's very smart. She's incredibly cunning and methodical and has been successful at everything she does. She has, I think, between Twitter and Instagram, over 220 million followers, so she would be a force. And I would not be surprised if someday we have to reckon with a Madam President Tay-Tay. Taylor Swift.
Look, I don't disagree with you. Yeah, one day. She's not old enough at the moment, I'm pretty sure, to be president. But, yeah, she's only 30. But I was more blown away that you called her Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Or at the very least, maybe run for senator from Tennessee. I know she does not like that senator. I don't know what her name is. I think Marsha Blackburn or something like that. But, yeah, Taylor is going to be a political force in one way or another.
Hey, has anybody nominated Betty White for president yet?
Wow. Wow.
She would kill it in an election.
I think you're right. That's a great call.
She has appeal across every party and no parties.
Definitely would cross the aisle, both sides of the aisle.
She's invincible, so she won't die while she's in office.
And... don't worry about her age. She's about the same age as Joe Biden.
And she would probably have a pretty dope vice president. And even if she didn't, she's Betty White.